Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Adam
Tenders,
Gase.
Though.
We wake up today. Yes, the Dolphins are in the midst of perhaps the worst season in NFL history.
I still think they win five games.
But don't let... You're crazy, dude.
You're out of your mind.
He's wishful thinking. He's trying to speak into existence.
You just said you weren't going to bet on him the rest of the year.
Hey, his bet's already been placed.
It's been placed. Hey, how about this? Jets. Cincinnati. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's on the road.
Here's the thing about the
prime time.
Really?
Let me tell you.
Mason Rudolph's not bad. They have a decent offensive line.
Let me tell you.
Really?
Something.
Okay.
If the Jets end up with a worse record than the Dolphins, don't worry about if they take a quarterback, because Gase will be wrong. So don't worry about it. Now they probably won't, because they do have a quarterback, even though he is mono.
Man.
Woo! Oh, I loved watching that bastard on the sidelines yesterday. Just so surly.
Oh, there was a couple of side profiles.
Oh,
I completely thought of you.
That stupid hip.
Yep.
Oh, that play didn't work.
And what does he do when he's desperate up against the wall? Then he gives the ball to Le'Veon Bell. This guy sucks. What a terrible coach.
By the way, Le'Veon Bell's awesome.
He really is awesome. It's a shame he's going to be wasted with the New York Jets.
He would have been wasted at Pittsburgh.
What's that?
He'd have been wasted at Pittsburgh.
You think so?
Not without, yeah.
He didn't play last year.
Yeah. Well, listen, as long as, if Le'Veon Bell's happy, he's happy. But I'm telling you, that he has a coach who has no idea what he's doing. The guy's looking around all squirrely. You don't know what's going on there. Plus, I'll tell you one thing, though. Did you see the rift that went down yesterday between Greg Williams and Odell Beckham?
Oh.
Where Odell Beckham was calling him out for cheap shots, you know, going into this game.
Yeah.
And, of course, Odell Beckham opens the game with just an unbelievable catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, she just, what?
And on the sideline and get 2 feet in.
Who cares about what watch that guy's wearing? He's awesome.
Right.
He's awesome.
He's like,
that guy could be out there. He could wear all the jewelry.
Hey, would you rather him or AB? Now, forget the sideshows. I'm just saying, as talents.
I would say the only thing with AB's got on him is durability.
True.
I'll take AB. If you're just taking, if you're Comfort, just football play, no sideshows for both players.
Right.
I'll take AB.
Can AB line up in more spots?
They both do the same stuff.
Yeah.
They can do the reverses and, you know, yeah, man.
I mean, not that this is really Odell Beckham's fault, but he hasn't done too much winning. Teams haven't done too much winning with Odell Beckham.
Yeah, it's a tough one with receivers, though. Like, how much can you do? It depends.
That's fair.
That's why they're divas.
His quarterback was ancient.
But that's why they're divas, because we go at them like they had control over it.
Mm-hmm. Here is Adam Gase. He was saying that he didn't care about the rift between Odell and untrustworthy Greg Williams.
Greg, when he spoke to us, said Odell who, and he kind of took issue with someone calling Odell a dynamic player, and then he goes out and does that tonight. Odell, did you have a problem with Greg saying what he said?
Yeah, I mean, I unfortunately for you guys, I don't read anything and don't pay attention to any of this stuff, so it's hard for me to comment on stuff that I don't really pay attention to.
Were you aware of that comment?
I mean, I was told about it, but I really don't care.
Oh, I got to sit here. I got to go find myself another former Bronco.
Man.
I love it.
I hope I don't get on your bad side like this.
Everybody's on my side now. It was lonely at the top for a while when I told you this dude was a bum. Now it's easy. Now it's easy sledding if you want to say Adam Gase sucks. I got the New York rags behind me. By the way, did you see he's got another controversy of not playing a guy? Jermaine Johnson.
Yeah, wow. Holy smokes. They just gave him a boatload of money.
A ton of money. $45 million guaranteed. Just didn't play him.
But that's Greg Williams. That's not.
Really?
I think so.
We have the sound of Adam Gase. You know, not playing him.
Let me hear what this buster has to say.
Trumaine Johnson's getting a lot of money. He's supposed to be your number one cornerback, and he's just not good enough to play.
We just decided not to play him.
I'll tell you. At least he didn't go with he was injured and lie like he did with Devontae Parker, where he's just like, oh, no, Devontae's still hurt. And then the agent comes out and has to say that Adam Gase is just a huge liar. Oh, delicious. I can't wait for that showdown. A showdown of ineptitude. Dolphins, Jets. And meanwhile, the Patriots are just sitting here, and they got themselves 6 free wins this year against the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills.
I mean, they're going to have 16 free wins, possibly 19.
They are good, man. I'm sick of this nonsense.
I don't want them to go undefeated.
Oh, they're going undefeated.
Shut up, dude. What are you talking about?
Lose like the last game.
Listen, I'll get out of
I'm
here.
I'm going to tell you what. If you go down this path again,
mm-hmm.
I'm canceling your breakfast.
No, you know what? Let me eat his breakfast.
Yes. Yes.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
We lost to the Chiefs at one time. Fire Belichick.
20 years. They haven't eaten the rat poison yet. I don't think they're going to do it now.
Bill Belichick! Bill Belichick is a roach, dude. He is immune to poison.
Yep.
Maybe Michael Hawley can recycle his 19-0 book that he published.
Jesus.
All right, so the Dolphins traded Minka Fitzpatrick to the Steelers yesterday for the Steelers' first-round pick. So evidently he's not there anymore. Flores was jumping the gun.
Flores wins.
Also in the NFL, Ben Roethlisberger had season-ending surgery on his elbow yesterday. Jalen Ramsey wants out of Jacksonville.
Please no Jesus.
You think Ben retires?
No.
He says he wants to keep playing through the rest of his contract.
I think he wants to get that money. He's ready to get that
money. He may want to play. Father Time may tell him not today.
Remember how bitter he was when the Steelers drafted Mason Rudolph and
yes,
how upset he
said
was?
He wasn't gonna mentor him.
Yeah.
That's not unique to his situation. A lot of guys.
Brett Favre was like that.
He said that with Aaron Rodgers.
What?
I literally just said that.
Did you really?
Yes.
Houston, we have a problem.
Canterbury, 39 free throws in a row.
Hey,
underhanded.
Check this out.
See about those billboards that they're putting up for Paul George in L.A.?
Yeah. I just didn't hear you.
I mean, why don't you shove those earbuds in your ear a little bit more?
Deaf.
You got them just sitting there.
I mean, I was actually participating in the conversation, too. It wasn't even like I was checked out.
Are you participating if you don't listen to what the other person has to say?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Rashad Butler yesterday said, at this point, what the Miami Dolphins are doing is just criminal. I mean, they're fleecing folks. If you want to say they're robbing
Dolphins
people.
Will have 3 picks in the 2020 first round, you know, 7 picks in the first 3 rounds.
Send them a message.
Okay.
4th-and-1. What's got to happen?
Oh.
No, I'm not sending him a message because I'm tired of talking about it.
You know what the answer is going to be.
Because you guys have you former football players, you have a cycle of negativity around you.
It's a negative enforcement.
I would do it, but I don't know if he's up.
It's a negative reinforced sport. I don't know what to tell you. It's not, come on, Billy, keep shooting. Keep shooting the 3. Just keep swinging the bat.
Who are you there?
I don't know who he is.
You're just moms in the crowd?
I'm just the positive reinforcement guy. Like even the coaches.
You sound like one of the Wayans.
Like he's got to shoot his way out of it. No, football's not like that.
Shoot or shoot.
Oh, okay. But keep in mind, there's also sports where if you're 40% in basketball, you're awesome. And if you're 30% in baseball, you're awesome. You're 30 or 40% in football, you're fired.
What else we have going on? The Marlins lost yesterday.
Two more, boys.
Tough times. That bullpen did a great job. They were up 5-3?
Something yeah, Tyron like Guerrero. Huh? Yeah. 6 ERA for the season.
What do you refer to him, Robbie, as?
100 for nothing.
What are they, 2 wins away from 100 losses?
Yep.
Two losses away from the 100 losses?
Jeez.
Got 2 weeks left in the season.
Oh, they'll crush it.
I'm sure they're going to run the table. They'll avoid it.
Yeah.
I really do wonder how Derek Jeter is like taking this in. He goes, man.
He's not.
He goes, 100 losses this year, huh?
You know what he does?
Worse than last year.
You know what Jeter does?
Worse than last year.
You know what Jeter does? He does exactly what he did when we were at spring ball.
He puts the blinds
closes
down.
Closes the blinds.
What is he doing then? You think he just closed? He's playing. Is he like doing a crossword puzzle in his office?
I think they're just waiting. When is the right time to be in? Be all in.
This is bad, man. Like, this was a bad. They started off awful, and it's ending worse. Like, they had a nice little nest egg.
Like,
there.
We were able to grab onto something. Yeah, a few.
We thought they're pitching, but with young pitching, it gets to like the middle of the season. You start playing teams over and over again, and arms get tired.
They traded Zach Gallen.
They're just not. They're not there yet. Even though they have a lot of young talent, those guys can't play a whole season. They can't pitch a whole season.
Sandman's done good, though. Shout out to the Sandman.
Yeah, he's had some nice bounce-back starts.
What is his record?
Doesn't matter, but yeah, he's like 5-13.
Pablo's still hitting well,
he's
isn't
5-13.
But his record...
So the only thing... Pablo's been... the only thing that the Sandman has been is available.
No, Sandman's been good. Sandman's been legit good. He threw another complete game
shot.
His ERA is under 4, and his last start, he went 7 innings, gave up 1 run, but got hit with the loss.
Sandman's been legit good. Everybody else has been...
5-13.
Yeah, but that's a supplement of its team, not him.
I know.
He's got nobody around him.
But still, that's kind of hard to swallow.
Koopa Loop got hurt last night.
Oh, no.
Again?
Groundskeeper got hurt.
Oh, no.
He's been hurt for a little while.
No, I'm saying just like they've anybody who's also been of decent value at some point of the season, dropping like flies,
now,
man.
Now, here's a very similar comparison.
Season.
Brinson had 2 hits. He's almost close to the Mendoza line.
That's not going to happen.
Man, like... He's batting welterweight.
UFC welterweight or boxing welterweight?
He's batting Colby Covington.
Yes. Holy smokes, man. We can't even get him. Like, man, I would at least like to get him to Bones Jones.
And you wonder why I have pauses on this Dolphins taking thing. You see what the Marlins are doing? Like, I know they have 7 top 100 prospects.
Totally different sport.
Yeah, but you got to wait those guys out 3 years to see if they're a thing.
I'm kind of with you, Robbie. Like,
football
purposely lose just so you think you can build for the future is a tough.
Football's set up, though. Football's set up. The system is set up for you to do it the fastest.
Here.
It is.
It's Tuesday.
You're a competent organization.
So it's Tuesday. I'm going to throw this out there. Usually teams are bad because organizationally they make bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give them more picks, more opportunities to make decisions, who's to say they're going to make the right decisions then?
You don't know. I'm just saying the system, I'm not saying it's set up.
Absolutely.
For you to have the quickest turnaround.
Absolutely. So what I would say is that Indianapolis got lucky in that the decisions that they made have still been crappy.
Mm-hmm.
But they got lucky with the one guy. You see what I mean? So they went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. But now, right, we'll see how that roster is built. How that thing is set up, because they're going to have to rely not just on the quarterback, but on other guys on that team.
I think we're going to have to start taking a different tactic with our whole coverage. I think we're going to have to start having draft nicks on every week. It's the only way to go about this.
No,
I can't.
I'm not talking
Tony Pauline.
Let me explain.
Yeah, we'll have to get
let
all
me explain.
No,
something.
Shea Kuiper.
Hey, yeah, we're going to get Robbie, line those guys up every week.
Matt Miller.
No.
3 weeks into the college football season, I'm not talking about
Mayock
drafts.
Mayock might get fired, so maybe.
I'm not talking about drafts.
Come on, every week.
I got a draft.
You want me to do my draft room early?
I got a draft.
Yeah, start the draft room now.
His name is Robbie the Degenerate. That's my draft, Nick. I don't need anybody else.
Yeah.
Don't you want talking heads?
Nope.
Come on.
We got a giant one over there.
Ernie Entercom. Can we get him on?
We got
on?
A giant one over there that talks.
Texter writes in, your show is unlistenable. Tobin used to be my favorite host. He turned into a clown. I feel like I've always been a clown. What did I turn into?
I wrote him back, and you are still listening.
A good burn.
Somebody also
sick
said
burn.
About
sick,
me.
Sick comeback by
Leroy
you.
Word Salad.
It's true, though. All these guys rip
morning.
Us, and then they're like, the one guy's like, I listened for 2 hours yesterday of 4th and 1 talk or whatever the hell it was.
That guy had a good point.
Yeah, no.
That was
point.
Riveting radio. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That guy had a good point, except he listened for 2 hours. Thank you, sir. You just helped the
groundbreaking
TSL.
Debate that needed to be had.
It didn't need to be had. It wasn't a debate. You guys were being ridiculous.
Oh, by the way, do I have one more year on my way in, Chimbet?
We have until his career. We have his career.
His Marlins career.
We have his Marlins career. We have his Marlins career for him to make one more start.
They could release him in the offseason and eat the $20 million, and then you would lose the bet.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be fun because then who's going to bounce the ball against the wall in the bullpen?
I thought they have to eat one more year before they can get out of the last year.
No, next year is his last year on the contract.
Yes.
And then there's technically, if he pitches a certain amount of innings, he gets another year vested, but they're not going to, if he's on the team, they're not going to make sure he doesn't pitch the certain amount of innings.
Like the Marlins have to go out the season with 24 players.
Yes.
Already in a situation where they don't have enough good players.
Well, I mean, they could release him and just pay him the $22 million to go away.
No, I realize that. I'm saying this year, though, they really went out of a situation.
24 players, yes.
24 players, because they only pitched him in blowouts, one way or the other. And whenever they brought him in a close game, he got rocked because he sucks.
Well, I believe next year it's the first year where they're adding a 26th player for Major League Baseball. So technically, next year you're back to 25.
Well, baseball's getting wacky. They're finally changing the sport, boys. We've been waiting for them to make some big changes in the game. What have they done? You get one more player.
Now if we can get computers to do balls and strikes.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on The Ticket. Guys, join The Ticket's Jonathan Zaslow Saturday, 8 p.m. for a Dos Equis College Football Watch Party at Cadillac Ranch in Kendall. Register to win a trip to the College Football Playoff Semifinal at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Enjoy Dos Equis specials. They're going to be raffling off a 60-gallon Igloo cooler. 8 p.m. this Saturday for a Dos Equis College Football Watch Party at Cadillac Ranch with Zaz and The Ticket. Last night, the Jets dropped to 0-2. Odell Beckham looked awesome. That was your Monday Night Football recap. In the midst of it, the Dolphins traded Minkah Fitzpatrick, and everybody had their Dolphins takes out. Even on the Monday Night Football broadcast, this was Booger McFarland and Joe Testor yesterday in the once the news break. This is it wasn't a good game. So they were hitting the talking points early to get to we got to get through this, cuz I mean the Jets were doing nothing. They were a disgrace out there on the football
field.
Their
line couldn't block anybody.
And really the Browns were kind of just the Odell show and everybody else. So, you know, they had this news break in the middle of the game and they had thoughts.
This tonight, as the Dolphins trade Minkah Fitzpatrick, the ace defensive back, to the Steelers for a 2020.
First of all, he's not an ace defensive back.
Makes a ton of sense. The Steelers secondary, they've been having issues for a couple of years. And they gave up 300 yards to Russell Wilson yesterday. Minkah Fitzpatrick is a do-it-all safety. He can run, he can cover. I think it's a good fit.
Bell wrapped up. Will the last notable player in Miami please turn out the lights on the way out? It is unbelievable what is going on in South Florida.
Well, you know who I feel bad for? Brian Flores. Because the head coach and the players are not going to tank. But it almost seems like from a front office standpoint, when you start to take away all the good players, Kenny Stills, Laremy Tunsil, Minkah Fitzpatrick, as players, what are we to think when you get rid of all the players? And I think that's something they're going to have to work on if you're Brian Flores. Keep your team invested in the rest of the season. So you got 14 more games to go.
Third down and 11.
Yeah. Well, I get his point about Brian. I feel bad for Brian Flores, too.
I said it from the get-go. So,
I think he was hoodwinked, man.
I hope here. We have seen the history of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that the organization has been is almost impatient, right? They don't see a process through.
It's all just
this one's going to be seen through.
It's always half-assed is what it's always been. Like
that's just it. They something will happen on the side and they'll just change direction.
This is what I think. I think that it does have the potential where the owner, looking at what just happened with Minkah and seeing how good Lamar Jackson has been, I do think it's a possibility that he's going to look at Chris Greer at the end of the season and be like, I don't know if I trust this guy to do it.
He's a very loyal guy.
Although
is he though? Because it kind of goes step by step.
Although,
like, he's loyal, but he's also not that patient. Like, he's had a lot of people work for him in the Dolphins.
Although
he's old.
I know. But
he wants to win.
He doesn't like firing people, but he's done the thing where he's like reassigned people or given them other positions. He's not. He's not tremendously loyal.
Yeah, but if Stephen Ross went to Chris Greer and said, hey, your job this year is to be bad and compile draft picks, hasn't he done that?
Yeah, but in the other, but the reason they're in this place, if they, the reason they're in this place is going, is because of what he did last year in the draft, and he told them, no, we're not going to trade back and get assets, and maybe even take Lamar Jackson in the process. We're going to trade Minka, we're going to draft Minka Fitzpatrick. You can fire me if you don't like it. And now we're sitting here, and Minka's on another team.
Yeah, but they,
but
yeah,
you got a first round pick that might be higher.
And they have
maybe,
seven,
but you could have had a franchise.
Picks,
you might have had a franchise quarterback if you would have listened to the owner. That's how I think he sees this.
It's been two games.
I'll pump the brakes on Lamar Jackson
because guess
but
what?
His resume's been pretty damn good.
Because guess what? I remember last year everybody was like, "Ooh, let's get Teddy Bridgewater in here."
In the offseason.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard times.
The new
right.
head
so,
of the
so calm down. It's been two games.
No, but
it's been last year too.
In fairness to him, he turned around the season for them last year.
Yes, and he's throwing the ball a lot better than anybody thought.
This is why we need to start getting into the draft, because the new head of the Senior Bowl, Jim Nagy, took over for your boy. Says if the Dolphins end up coaching the Reese's Senior Bowl, it's an incredible opportunity with seven picks in the first three rounds. Coaching the Senior Bowl is a huge advantage in the draft.
No, it's not.
If a staff does it right. #Hashtag the draft starts in mobile.
I feel like the I feel like the Dolphins have coached the Senior Bowl like eight times.
Both ways.
Yeah.
Both ways. I've heard the rednecks say mobile.
Coaching the Senior Bowl is loser's work. I'll just say it.
Well, what do you think the Dolphins are doing?
What do you think the Pro Bowl is? Who coaches the Pro Bowl? The losing team at a championship game.
That's what he just said.
No, that's not what I just said.
That's not what he just said. He said the Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl's loser's work. Like it's just
said. He said Senior Bowl's loser's work. And I said, what do you think the Pro Bowl is?
No.
Well, that's not as bad loser's work.
No, the Pro Bowl is not bad.
Working the Senior Bowl is like, oh, no, this is what's going to give us the insights. Like, you can't get the insight without this, really? That's who I should trust?
But I will tell you this. It's something to be said about seeing a young man compete versus just working him out. You understand what I'm saying?
Don't they send scouts?
No, but
everybody
but
sends scouts.
They are competing. Well, yeah, but to have hand on it, to see how he responds to coaching, to see.
To me, it seems like a move just to seem like you're doing
most
extra
of the
work.
Stars don't go anyway.
You
That's
know,
why you're
you
right.
You know what the Senior Bowl is?
What?
Senior Bowl is Entercom webinars. All right? You can get all the advice and all the information you need just by a simple email. But what they do is they do webinars to make it seem like we gave you the extra input into this. But really, if I go there and I send my best scouts to the Senior Bowl, they do just as good a job as anybody who's coaching the Senior Bowl. Why? Because he's closer to him on the blocking sled? No, get the hell out of here. It's not
you're,
a thing.
You're wrong, but I'm not
wrong. I'm spot on.
You're wrong.
I know football.
There's certain things in sports. We just move on. It's not like for you to like.
You agree with me.
No.
You've thought about it.
No, I don't agree with you.
Now you do.
No. Hand on hand, when you're sitting there going back and forth with the player, it is easier than just watching him from the stands.
Ah.
And the Senior Bowl as well, this Giants GM fell in love with Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Gettleman.
Everybody loved hearing from him on that one, too. It really went over well.
Now, I will say this. A lot of the bigger names don't even go. So, from that standpoint, you're talking about finding.
Hey, you know who's not at the Senior Bowl?
Diamond in the rough.
You know who's not going to be at the Senior Bowl? Tua.
No, he's not.
Pass. Pass on coaching
again,
the Senior Bowl.
Right now, Tua or Jalen Hurts?
Right now, Tua.
Wow.
Why?
Because he replaced Jalen Hurts. And he won a championship replacing him.
Didn't Jalen Hurts win a championship?
Yes, but he passed the ball like three times.
No. Jalen Hurts is freshman year. Like that's when Deshaun Watson hit Hunter Renfrow for that touchdown with 6 seconds left. And then the next year he got benched at halftime.
So he didn't win a championship.
He didn't win.
I mean, he played in the game.
I mean, he was on a championship team.
Right. But, okay. And then Tua lost last year.
Yes, he did.
So Tua hasn't really won a championship either.
Nah, he did because he bailed him out. You're a champion, you're a champion.
He did a Matt Moore. Stop.
No, that's not a Matt Moore.
Really?
No, because Matt Moore's only done that for the Dolphins, and that's never resulted in a championship.
No, if but Matt, I'm just saying.
What he did was a Nick Foles.
Okay, Nick Foles.
He did a Nick Foles.
Fine.
Nick Foles is a legend.
Nick Foles. He's a legend, but they also let him go.
Didn't Carson Wentz get banged up this week, too? Did he get a concussion?
He was injured again, but he ended up playing.
No, not worse than Nick Foles.
Well, yeah, I know, but Carson Wentz is always hurt.
He's always hurt.
And he kind of wasn't that good passing the ball.
Do you guys want to hear Stephen A. Smith's thought on the Dolphins? Because you haven't really made it as a take until Stephen A. Smith, the GOAT, has thoughts on you as a team.
Oh, boy.
Here's Stephen A. on First Take yesterday.
I mean, a legitimate argument could be made that there's some college teams that could beat these Dolphins. This might be the worst football team in the NFL I've ever seen.
Ever.
They are atrocious. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to say that. Chris Greer, the general manager, Brian Flores, African-American general manager, head coach. We don't see that too often in the National Football League. We recognize that they rebuild, and we got that because they made some good moves in terms of first-round picks they've acquired. But this is one of the most atrocious teams that I've ever seen. Combine that with the fact that half of them look like they don't even want to be there. It's one thing, you know, later on in the season, y'all, and it's a long thing. You put your body through a lot, and all right, I'm ready to open the season. I mean, they opened the season this way. This is key. This is not December. This is not November.
Who's when that winning?
Brandon Marshall.
They
egging him on
the season. Damn, I don't want to be here. And oh, by the way. They're just a few miles from South Beach in a state with no state income tax.
Yeah.
That's right.
And don't want to be there.
That's right.
The most atrocious football team that I've ever seen.
Question.
Davey can be a bit of a haul to South Beach, man.
Question. If they end up winning three games, are they the worst with two teams going 0-16?
No. You have to go 0-16.
Okay.
You have to go 0-16.
Okay. Okay. I'm just.
It's just like the Patriots can't be the best team of all time and losing the Super Bowl. Can't. You got to win it.
The 72 Dolphins aren't even considered the best team ever.
You're playing with fire down here.
No, they're not. People always but oh, the schedule. They played nobody.
No.
That's what everyone says.
Not even from that standpoint.
You can't be the best.
Anytime you bring up a poll.
All respect.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings, 15-1. Can't be the best. You got to win it.
How about Chicago Bears, 85?
Many people say that they are the best.
Right.
Who?
The 85 Bears.
No Dolphin fan will say that.
No Dolphins. Wait,
they lost to the 85 Dolphins. I don't know what you could say they're better than the 72 Dolphins.
No, but what I'm saying is if you win, all these people saying the Dolphins are epically bad and the worst and whatever, what if they have three or four wins? Then what?
What if an alien comes into the studio?
The thing that I'm marveling at, though, with these losses is just it's not even just the margin of defeat, which has been really, really bad. It's just the comical mistakes are crazy.
Kalen Ballage,
Ryan Fitzpatrick, the drop by Jakeem Grant, the drop punt by Jakeem Grant, the other thing by Jakeem Grant.
Preston Williams and Devontae Parker with their drops.
It's been laughably bad. The tackling. And that, I think, is what has just everybody flabbergasted is, oh, you had all summer to prepare, and yeah, you've had to do a lot of things that have, you know, shifted this roster, 14 new guys after the preseason, but also, guys who have been here and have been on the team are also making joke mistakes. That's what just leaves you flummoxed watching this stuff on television. You're like, whoa.
I mean, you thought the defense Leroy said it. Like, the defense, you know, should be solid because of Flores and the schemes it brings in, but...
Here's all I wanted for this year, regardless of what happens. Make all your losses about talent. So that means you don't jump off sides. You don't have these boneheaded penalties. You don't have, you know, all these just meaningless mistakes, mental mistakes. Make it all about talent. So everybody is where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do. They just can't do it well enough. That's a well-coached team, just not a good team. Now, I will give them a break from this standpoint. I've never seen this much turnaround on a football team the week of the season.
Yeah. No. That's for sure. But I'm talking about even guys we recognize how bad they've been.
Right. Like, it's just again, offsides, late hits, boneheaded mistakes. Like, that part of it I'm frustrated with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not frustrated with, you know, well, this guy's not that good or this guy's not that good. I'm more frustrated with, you know, hey, coaches, if it's not working, and you have to dumb it down, then you got to dumb it down at least so everybody is in the spots they need to be in.
I know, but I don't even know if they – how do we know that they haven't dumbed it down? Like, maybe they have dumbed it down, and it's just that – it's just nobody can handle anything. It's just that bad.
That, I mean, one of the things he said was you have to be smart to play this defense.
That was the Kings last year with their offense.
I will throw this out there.
Okay. I'll allow it.
If Minka doesn't like being moved around that much, could that have anything to do with it?
With him wanting to be gone?
No, no, no. With him – not being able to handle all of the different roles that everybody figured he was smart.
Yeah, that's 100% possible.
Yeah, but okay. This isn't a one-player situation.
That he didn't want to.
No, but he's the only one that was brought in to be versatile.
Minka's the reason the Minka trade is big is because you thought he was going to be a building block. That's why this is so stunning. You lose like we've been saying, a second year guy to already want out and say, this is not my role. This is not what's best.
Can a jack of all trades be a glue guy? Like, usually when you think of a guy, okay, to solidify one position, you see what I mean? Middle linebacker, a corner, a safety, a quarterback, a stud running back. But a guy that you play a bunch of different positions that you do a lot of things with, can he be that guy? You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, ideally, if he was okay with it, I think it could be. It's the problem that he doesn't want to do that. So, yeah, I feel like he could be a glue guy.
Which is, that right there bothers me so much.
I'm sure it does.
Because when he was drafted,
that was supposed to be the big thing. That's why, like,
exactly.
And that's kind of when, like, you know, they're saying, oh, stud defensive back from Miami. It's like, yeah, stud defensive back who, you know, had himself a tantrum about his role after 1 week and is begging his agent to get out of here. It's like, all right, that, you know, maybe he'll turn out and he'll have a Hall of Fame career. Maybe he'll just be a tremendous Pro Bowler. Maybe he'll be average. I don't know. But if you are going to be in this thing and there are going to be hard times, I do prefer the idea of Xavien Howard just being like, yeah, you know what? We're here for it, even if he is going to put out the Fresh Prince GIF.
Somebody said, why do we keep calling Flores African-American? Dude is Honduran. He's minority. How's that? Why are we in the cone of silence?
I don't know. Because I'm scared. Back after this. I'm scared. You guys can text the show 67974. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Texter writes in, sorry if I missed this earlier, but is anybody talking about how we may have competition from the Jets for Tua? You can be a little bit worried about that. I will say this. Adam Gase wasn't a Sam Darnold guy going into the draft. Like, it was known that wasn't very interested in coaching or the Dolphins going and trying to draft him. So I suppose you could have yourself a Cardinals situation where if it just got to complete disaster this year and they trade Sam Darnold somewhere else and they could go for Tua. Adam Gase does strike me as the kind of guy, though, that doesn't have the guts to coach a lefty.
If I may be frank.
Are you kidding me?
He doesn't. You know, he doesn't. It's just one of his
things. He doesn't have the guts to coach a lefty.
He doesn't have guts to coach a lefty. But I will say, the other reason he'd probably want to get rid of Sam Darnold is because Sam Darnold got mono. And that's not a broski thing. Like, you know, I feel like he looks.
No, it
at,
is a broski thing.
Nah, I
that
feel
means like, you're messing around, you're kissing. That's
yeah, like when you're 12. Do. That's yeah, easy to get
when
12.
Yeah, when you're 12, not when you're like this age. I think he thinks that and he thinks soft. He thinks soft. And so, you know, if you're not out here and you're not going at full Firster style, he doesn't want you as quarterback of his team.
But you need to be doing blow?
Or be a chain smoker like Jay Cutler. He doesn't want some innocent disease like mono. No, that's not for him. So, yeah, I think the Dolphins do definitely have competition with the Jets because they are horrible.
Well, they can control them. I mean, they play the Jets 2 times.
What's wrong with you?
That's going to be tough for me. That's going to be a tough, battle for me.
No, no. This needs – what's wrong with you?
Excuse me?
There's no excuse me.
What do you mean what's wrong with me?
You're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Nah, I'm spot on with this, man. Hey, you want to hear a bastard?
I mean, San Francisco did pretty good with a left-hander.
Yeah, I know, but we've been over this. It's the one thing with Tua, the lefty quarterback is an anomaly. It doesn't happen very often. Steve Young, Mark Brunell, Mike Vick. I mean, the list is not very long.
Mike Vick ran a 4.2. He don't count.
Exactly. You're making my point for
Mark Brunell could run. Hey, isn't that something? All lefties could run.
Yeah.
Steve Young could run. Brunell.
You want to know why? They don't trust him. They don't trust him. It's a weird thing. Anyway, you want to hear a bastard? So our own little
Is he on your list?
Not quite, but honorable mention.
Okay.
So Justice Winslow.
What?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. That's not the lead. Relax.
Jeez.
This is what we call the setup. So Justice Winslow made a little bit of a stir. He was talking to, I believe, Ira Winderman, who we'll, I'm sure, talk to tomorrow. He made a little bit of a stir because he was making an emphatic point about how much he wants to be a point guard this year. He said, quote, "I'm looking forward to playing point guard this season. We'll see how it works out, but that's my plan. The plan is to play point guard and be the point guard for this team. I just think that's what our team wants from that position, somebody who's a great communicator, somebody who's vocal, somebody who gets the guys in their spots, and I feel like my playmaking and my ability to take care of the ball has gotten a lot better as well. That's the kind of organization sees in that position, and I think I am pretty much embody all of that. So that's why I think I'm a good fit." So this made the jump yesterday. These comments, they found it outlandish that Justice Winslow felt so confident in himself to be the team's point guard. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this Nick Friedel. You guys know Nick Friedel?
He's the bad guy. Yeah.
Used to cover the Bulls. Kind of looks like a human embodiment of a hamster. He is like outraged that Justice Winslow would rock the boat with his confidence, saying that he wants to be a point guard and that this will cause a rift in the Heat locker room with Justice and Goran Dragic.
Justice Winslow told the South Florida Sun Sentinel on Sunday at a charity event for the Robbins House Family Foundation that he'd like to change positions this season for the Heat. Despite not starting a point guard a single game since being drafted in 2015, he said, quote, "I'm looking forward to playing point guard this season. We'll see how that works out. But that's my plan, is to play point guard and be the point guard for this team. I just think for what our team wants out of that position, somebody who is a great communicator, somebody who is vocal, someone who gets guys in their spots, I think pretty much I embody all of that. So that's why I think I'm a good fit." Nick, how do you think Goran Dragic thinks about Winslow being a fit at point guard?
You think Goran Dragic cares at all, Rach? Because what has Justice Winslow really done in his career to this point? I mean, Goran Dragic has played at a high level. He has proven to be one of the better point guards in play when he's healthy on the floor. Winslow was supposed to be a steal.
Years ago.
Winslow was supposed to be the guy that Miami could build around. Everybody crushed Michael Jordan for not taking that deal to get the picks, and they take Frank the Tank, and that didn't turn out well. But Winslow was supposed to be the guy that was going to help Miami push into the next decade or so with Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. And he's an okay player, but when I saw this quote and we were discussing it, I'm going, Justice Winslow?
Ugh, this guy. I mean,
they're not familiar with the Heat. Clearly.
No. Well, I mean, he covered. You know, after he watched the Heat whoop on the Bulls for all them years, they sent his ass to Golden State. So obviously he's been a little bit busy. But Justice, what is Goran Dragic going to think about this? I don't know. He's probably going to be happy go lucky because he's Goran Dragic. He's awesome.
Right.
Like, you think Goran Dragic is going to start saying, he's like, listen.
We have beef.
You think Justice, you think you're starting point guard. You get everybody in spots. You think, oh, I can run team. It's all happy-go-lucky. No. Gogi, starter. Even though they wanted to trade me for Luka and send me to Dallas, this is revenge season for Dragon. I don't understand. What is the big crime? First of all, if you are familiar with Justice Winslow's work,
he's a culture.
Winslow from the time he's come into the league has been a guy very, very confident in himself. He doesn't say much.
Got a little bit of Deion Waiters in him, huh?
Sneakily. Yeah. Like, it's not just, I'm going to go in here and chuck up 30 shots and shoot or shoot. But Justice has always been very confident in his abilities and what he has to do. And you can say what you want to say. When Goran got hurt last year, when you got to see Justice be in that comfortable position of running the offense, we all saw it. Like, it looked like something clicked with him. Like, this is right. The place where he wants to be. It was like a fish to water, man. And not those koi fish that we don't have to hear from anymore. Nick Friedel. Who is Justice Winslow? Who are you, Nick Friedel? Go in your hamster wheel with your little water. Bothers me. I can't wait for heat season.
I know.
I believe Nick Friedel was a roommate with Greg Likens at Syracuse.
What?
Yes.
What? What?
I believe some that is somewhere.
What?
Yeah.
Do we get confirmation on that?
What?
Yeah, we probably get confirmation on that.
Yeah, probably a bedwetter. I bet Likens knows. I don't know what that means.
Can we get Likens on to talk about him?
No, I will not. I will not dive into the history of Nick Friedel.
Well, if he was a bedwetter, wouldn't you want to know that?
No, I know.
I'm sure we could just find out over a text. We don't need to have.
Greg, one question: did Nick Friedel wet his bed?
He won't break confidence.
How would he know that unless they were like in the same bed?
Well, when I was in college, I did do a lean over one time from the top bunk.
What's a lean over?
Oh yeah,
good question.
No guardrail.
I didn't have bunk beds in my.
We had bunk beds back at Sage Hall at Barry University.
Dale and Brennan.
And if you did, you would not be on the top bunk.
That is correct.
Actually, come to think of it, I think I had bunk beds basically my first 2 years. We had bunk beds. Either way, just in a night of a drunken stupor.
Of course.
Because, yeah, my roommate, Mark, he kept his laundry bag right next to his bed. It's kind of disgusting now that I think about it. But not as disgusting as me kind of just doing the tilt over and making our bed basically a Caesar's Palace fountain. Right onto his laundry.
So you projectile vomited.
No. It was urine.
You peed off the top.
Well, I got one worse.
Oh, my God.
I had a player in college who I'm good friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his roommate were the nastiest human beings.
Are these the guys that pooped in the pizza boxes?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Because they're too lazy to walk down the hall.
Oh. Oh.
Wait a minute. Can we get back to your situation?
What?
Were you lying sideways or did you sit up?
I did the turn. Like you ever just, I was laying face down and I kind of go up to my side. I went.
So you're on your side?
Yeah.
Were you sober?
Clearly.
No, you weren't
sober. No, I wasn't sober.
Right.
I turned my dorm room into the Rapids Water Park.
I had a similar situation in college, but I was too drunk to get out of bed or aim anywhere else other than on myself.
Never been that drunk.
In bed.
Never. Never really? Been that drunk.
Never?
Nope. Where I've heard stories of people who was in Najee pooping in a...
That was a different situation.
Okay, he was sober?
I don't know if he was sober or not. He claims it was his cousin.
Can I just say something?
Mm-hmm.
There is no way in hell you are sober and you go take a dump in somebody's closet.
No.
No chance.
I don't believe it was him.
No chance.
That also happened at Barry University.
Did
y'all go to school?
Yeah. Go Bucks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.